Commodity broker Gordy Kulovets with Chido Commodities joins us for the weekly ag market recap. Gordy, I can say it again. What a week.
It was a pretty decent week. You know, the report was kind of a game changer. And, you know, as I said, going into the report, I thought the odds were kind of set up to where they were kind of leaning to where the guesses could have been friendly. And indeed, that's kind of how the report came across, as friendly. The guesses weren't looking for much in the way of a change, and it wouldn't take much of a change to make it friendly, and they changed a little bit. And I still think they're a long way to go to get back to reality, but boy, it was a big change from what the market was thinking. And like in corn especially, they cut demand by 250 million bushels, or their carrot would be down to 1.3. And, you know, my guess is we're not doing a whole lot to slow down that demand, so those bushels will need to be put back in somewhere. You know, and so we gapped up and we followed through, kind of held the gains. So on a daily or weekly chart, it was a pretty impressive week. And the same with the beans. They cut residual and they raised imports by 20 million. Otherwise, would have had a 100 million bushel carryout. And as it is, it's still the tightest stocks-to-use ratio in history. And the last time that happened, we had $17-plus beans. Meanwhile, of course, last week, too, we came in with supposedly big rains happening in South America. That didn't happen, and we actually gapped up on Sunday night, only to get whacked by the usual Monday morning sell-off. But the bottom line is we followed through well. And, you know, now we got the same setup going into this weekend where they're looking for big rains in South America. And, you know, again, some of the forecasts I'm seeing are moderate to heavy showers, but they're scattered. So it's not like everyone gets the rain, but somebody's going to get a decent rain down there, but most people will still get light rain.
And when you look at that bean carryout number, for example, I mean, it really gets scary when you think about it, that we aren't very far from the export sales projection for the entire year that the USDA is using.
Right. I mean, we're only 185 million bushels away from their target. And at the pace we're on, I mean, you know, selling 30-some million a week, that's 6 weeks, and we've either hit or exceeded our target. So pretty much by the end of February, we could be done. And with corn, by the end of March or early April, we could be done with our sales program. And that's assuming, of course, that the stocks are what the USDA says they are. And my contention is they've overstated last year's carryout, and they're still overstating last year's this current crop. And if that's the case, you know, the math doesn't work. And now if South America comes up short, and I think, judging by the weather, that's quite likely, the world numbers really start coming up way short. So I just whatever we kind of look at this thing, you know, we still have a long way to go to get the market to where they're realizing how bad it is. And, I mean, we sold beans this morning for new crop already. So somebody out there thinks $11 beans plus, you know, good territory. And I think the calculation is, yeah, maybe there's a dollar downside, but if things come up short, there's a $10 upside. So it's a pretty good risk reward.
And we're still the only game in town for the entire world for what, at least another month until the beans start to hit the market from South America.
Right. And again, you know, they've already sold a bunch of those. So, you know, the sales side of the equation is off the table. You know, they'll have the ability to deliver beans. And again, that's assuming everything works. I mean, right now the Parana River down south is still low enough to where they're not able to get full barges downstream, which slows down the loading process. And, you know, that also means then that trucks have to come around the corner, you know, so there's all those ports in southern Brazil are still kind of bogged down. The good news, though, is that road that always gave them fits heading north to the Amazon is now paved all the way. So that one big long hill where they've had to have the military drag the trucks up the muddy hill one at a time, that's back to business as usual. So they'll at least be able to probably have a much smoother, you know, situation up in the Amazon, but again, they still have to get the crop they're forecasting, and that seems unlikely.
And the livestock this last week?
Well, it's been kind of a one-off kind of a deal. You know, the last couple of weeks, the market's been kind of fading what they were doing previously. And this week, we kind of sold off middle of the week and had a good rebound on Friday. So cattle ended up almost where they started. I mean, they had, you know, four down days and then kind of a pop on Friday. And still leaves them a little bit weaker for the week than we left off. Still closing below a key moving average, but still stuck right in the middle of the trade range they've been in for the last, call it, you know, 6 months. Actually going all the way back to July, we're almost smack in the middle of that trade range. And it just, we seem to be stuck in this equilibrium where, you know, last week's exports weren't phenomenal. We're not seeing a lot of news that gets the market excited, and the funds aren't really taking a big position on either side. It's going to take something to kick them out. There is sort of a theory that the farmers are kind of moving forward on, you know, sales of cattle right now, which means that as you go forward in time, they might get more expensive. And the spreads kind of reflect that, like Feb cattle are 112.70, the Aprils are 118.20. So I've got some cattle guys, some think that's happening and some don't think it's happening that much of a deal. But at least in the short term, we seem to be sort of stuck in a range. And at least the Friday bounce seems to kind of at least take some of the downside spin. On the hogs, it's been kind of a similar story, only they've been kind of sort of sliding back downhill last week. And now with their bump today being a pretty good-sized bump, the difference with the hogs is they're back over the key moving average again. And, again, they're sort of stuck in the trade range they've had since September, and we're almost smack in the middle of it. So for the last couple of months, you know, we're just trying to kick these guys out one way or another. And, you know, 2 weeks ago they attempted to move at the highs and kind of fizzled. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, if they take out it go back down next week, good chance we'll go down and challenge those lows again. And my guess is if we do, we'll probably find support. So the cattle and the hogs really need something to kick them out of here. And I think there's a little bit of fear that with COVID out there, if they start shutting down the meat packers, you know, it was a disaster last spring. And, you know, the export sales were kind of crummy going through Christmas, which shouldn't be a shock. And so they got the bulls a little bit nervous, and at the same time, the bears have not seen anything break. And, you know, the funds look like they're just not willing to push. Their specs aren't willing to push, and the commercial aren't willing to push. So, and bottom line, it looks like we just keep drifting till something kind of kicks us out of the equilibrium.
And the outside markets, the Dow still kind of hanging around all-time highs, and the dollar hanging around 90?
Yeah, the Dow backed off this morning, down a little bit. For the last week or so, it's been just kind of hovering in a real tight little range. And then we sold off this morning on kind of a get-me-out type of Friday. In fact, commodities is an asset class reverse today. Whatever they were doing, they went the other way. Like the metals were down really hard, and meats, which were down, were up. And the stock market, which has been kind of holding at record high, sold off a little bit. But again, we also sold off, made our lows early. And as the day comes on, we're drifting up and, you know, off the lows. The dollar's up 49, and that's had a little pop here today. So the dollar's actually kind of firmed up. There's a little bit of talk that maybe the Biden administration is going to change the focus a little bit. The dollar index made its lows back on the 6th of January at 89.16, and we're now up to 91.70, or 90.70, so not a huge rally. But we're over a key moving average now, and you know, we're kind of at the top of the move. And, you know, the financial news networks are talking about changes of policy, changes of personnel, and that might cause a you know, sort of a different dynamic. I'm not sure when you look at the guys Biden's putting in, they're all Washington retreads between, you know, the Obama, the Bush, the Clinton administration. They're all the same people going back in, just some in different positions. I don't think we see a whole lot of change, but, you know, if you're short a big chunk of dollars and there's a whole new change coming up in a couple of days, I think there's sort of a tendency to just sort of put some money in the bank, and I think that's kind of what we're seeing, kind of like one of those get-me-out sort of plays.
One little voice in the back of my mind said sometimes we get pattern changes over long holiday weekends, and we've been doing pretty well, and this is a long holiday weekend. We don't open the grain markets until Monday night.
Right, but at the same time, I mean, what's really out there to change things that tremendously? And keep in mind, it's only a day off for us. The rest of the world trades, you know. So it's just a U.S. holiday, not a big time holiday for the world. And you know, there's still forecasting only scattered showers. And again, it's a weekend rain event, which usually always spells question marks. And like last weekend, you know, we came in Sunday night pretty firm. And you know, I just don't see a lot there to shake the tree to the downside. We just had a crop report a couple of days ago that told the marketplace, you guys are wrong about where you are. We're still undervalued. So, you know, the shorts have tried it. They even tried it again today, giving it a good whack, and doesn't stay whacked real hard.
Commodity broker Gertie Kulawitz, and Farm News was sponsored by Mike's Repair of Owatonna, your one-stop automotive shop. Also, Metal Services of Blooming Prairie. They provide metal solutions.